你有没有发现，现在中国的科技圈正在变成一场巨大的老板真人秀？
Have you noticed that the Chinese tech industry is becoming a huge boss reality show?
打开手机，铺天盖地，
Open the phone everywhere.
全是老板本人的新闻。
All news are about the boss himself.
他今天又直播了十几个小时。
He streamed for another 10 hours today.
他跟谁又吵起来了？
Who did he argue with again?
他说了哪句出格的话，
What inappropriate thing did he say?
上了热搜。
Trending on the hot search.
你仔细回想一下，
Think carefully.
你能记住的是
What you can remember is
这些公司最近发布了什么颠覆性技术。
What disruptive technologies have these companies recently released?
还是他们老板昨天又怼了谁？
Did their boss just attack someone again?
有些 CEO 甚至把老发布会开进了夜店。
Some CEOs even held old press conferences in nightclubs.
电子音乐震得地板都在抖。
Electronic music shakes the floor.
不知道的还以为哪个顶流 DJ 在打碟。
I didn't know that a famous DJ was playing the turntables.
这就是我们今天要聊的问题。
This is the question we are going to discuss today.
企业和老板、个人之间，那条本该清晰的边界正在被彻底抹掉。
The clear boundary between businesses and their owners is being completely blurred.
而抹掉这条边界的，正在亲手
And he was erasing the boundary one by one.
把自己的品牌做 low。一个 CEO 的职责到底是什么？
What does it mean to lower your brand as a CEO?
是把控企业战略，抓好运营管理。
To control the enterprise strategy and improve operational management.
带领团队打硬仗。
Lead the team in a hard-fought battle.
可你看看现在，多少人把 CEO 干成了首席流量官。
But Look at how many CEOs have turned into mobile phone hogs.
成天泡在自媒体上直播、互怼、制造话题。
Spending all day on live streaming platforms, constantly engaging in dueling and creating topics.
把自己活成了一个网红。
Live as a social media influencer.
当一个 CEO 把大量时间花在追逐流量上。
When a CEO spends a lot of time chasing traffic,
这家公司还能好得了吗？
Can this company still be successful?
更可怕的是，
What's even more terrifying is,
有些人还没做出什么像样的产品呢。
Some people haven't even come up with any decent products yet.
就已经学会了所谓的网红企业家的流量密码，语不惊。
I had already learned the password for the traffic of the so-called internet celebrity entrepreneurs, which is not to be alarmed.
人死不休。
Death is inevitable.
有企业一上来就敢喊万亿目标。
Some companies are so ambitious that they announce targets of trillions of yuan right from the start.
说什么一年超过英伟达。有 CEO 大言不惭地说
What does it mean when a company's CEO says something that is so outrageous that it surpasses even Nvidia's CEO?
马斯克是个人英雄主义。
Musk is a lone wolf.
自己将带领全人类致富。
I will lead all mankind to wealth.
一个连自己公司都没做到。
If even the company itself can't do it, then
行业第一的人。
The first person in the industry,
一个连自己产品都还没经过市场充分检验的人
，a person who hasn't fully tested their product in the market,
哪来的底气
？Where does the confidence come from？
点评
，review，
一个两次颠覆了人类工业史的真正创新者
，a true innovator who has twice revolutionized human industrial history。
哪的脸皮去代表全人类
？Which face represents all of humanity？
这不叫雄心壮志。
This is not called ambition。
这叫不知天高地厚。
This is called not knowing the height of the sky and the depth of the earth.
不管是雷军
whether it's Lei Jun,
李斌还是那些后起之秀
Lai Bin vs the rising stars,
他们都有一个通病
they all have a common problem,
都想把自己活成乔布斯
all want to live like Jobs,
但他们只学到了乔布斯的形站上了
but they only learned that Jobs won,
发布会的聚光灯
The spotlight of the conference,
却没学到乔布斯的魂，用产品去改变世界。
But I didn't learn how to use products to change the world like Steve Jobs.
其实不管是个人还是企业
Actually, whether it is an individual or a company,
都在朝同一个方向进化。
All are evolving in the same direction.
个人在组织化。
What is being organized?
组织在人格化。
Organization is personified.
什么是个人组织化?
What is personal organization?
就是你我这样的普通人。
Just like you and me, ordinary people.
借助自媒体和 AI, 能力边界被放大。
With the amplification of self-media and the expansion of AI capabilities,
一个人加 AI 可以完成过去一个团队才能做的事。
One person with AI can accomplish what a team used to do.
是，什么叫超级个体
？What is a super individual?
就是你在某个领域的专业能力。
That's your professional ability in a specific field.
被技术杠杆撬动，变成了可规模化的服务。
Leveraged by technology to become scalable services.
而什么是组织人格化
？What is organizational personality？
就是冷冰冰的企业需要有一个有温。
Just like a cold impersonal company needs a warm
度有性格的品牌形象来和用户沟通。
Establish a distinctive brand image to communicate with users。
这两项本身都没有。
These two lines are not wrong。
错。但最关键的是那条边界的底画在哪里
But the most important thing is where the boundary is defined.
真正的个人 IP 不是让你去表演一个虚假的人设。
True personal IP is not about creating a false persona for you to perform.
不是把你的全部私生活暴露在公众面前。
Don't expose your entire life to the public.
而是把你个人基因里对于你所从事的事业最有价值的那部分抽离出来。
Instead, extract the part of your personal genes that are most valuable for the career you are pursuing.
最终落实到你的产品和服务上去。
Ultimately, it will be implemented in your products and services.
你是一个创作者。
You are a creator.
你最值钱的是深度思考。
What you value most is deep thinking.
那你就让你的内容替你表达
Then let your content speak for itself
而不是天天对着镜头表演
Instead of constantly performing in front of the camera
同样的企业的品牌 IP 应该是把创始人的理念和信仰注入品牌
The same enterprise's brand IP should be to inject the founder's ideas and beliefs into the product
让品牌本身成为一个独立有生命的符号。
Let the brand itself become an independent and living symbol.
让他自己去和世界对话。
Let him talk to the world himself.
乔布斯离开多少年了
？How many years has Jobs been gone？
到我们今天提起苹果
，To the Apple that we mentioned today，
想到的依然是创新和极致简约。
What I'm thinking about is innovation and extreme simplicity.
因为乔布斯把他的魂注入了产品。Mac 的友好。
Because Jobs put his soul into the product, Mac is friendly.
iPhone 的颠覆，这些产品自己会说话。
iPhone's disruptive products speak for themselves.
这就是品牌人格化最成功的模样。
This is the most successful example of brand personification.
但我们现在看到的很多中国科技企业走的是截然相反的另一条路。
However, many Chinese tech companies that we see today are taking a completely different path.
他们把组织人格化搞成了老板网红化，老板成了品牌唯一的代言人。
They personified the organization, turning the boss into a celebrity and the boss into the brand's sole spokesperson.
品牌的人格
brand personality
直接等同于老板本人的表演。发布会上不再是介绍产品
directly equivalent to the performance released by the boss, which is no longer about introducing products.
而是吊打友商。行业论坛不再是讨论技术。
Instead, a focus has shifted from discussing technology to dominating competitors in industry forums.
而是大佬们互相攻击。
Instead, the big shots attacked each other.
吵得不可开交。
Loud and boisterous.
结果呢？当他们把品牌活脱脱
The result is that they completely transformed the brand.
变成了一场真人秀
It turned into a reality show.
活成了一个网红暴发户的形象
To become the image of a celebrity who has achieved great success.
这家企业也就失去了被尊重的资格。提起苹果
This company lost the qualification to mention Apple.
我们想起的是科技美学
What we remember is the aesthetics of technology.
提起华为
Mentioning Huawei,
我们想起是硬核自研。
We remembered that it was hardcore self-research.
但提起现在的这些网红式企业
But when it comes to these current internet celebrity-style businesses,
你能想起什么
What can you remember?
除了那个天天在热搜上蹦跶的老板
Besides the boss who is always on the hot search,
你还有任何有价值的品牌认知吗
？Do you have any valuable brand awareness？
这种网红化的企业注定没有未来。
These companies that have gone viral are doomed to fail，
因为他没有在消费者心里建立起任何真正的品牌溢价。
Because he hasn't established any real brand premium in the eyes of consumers，
你把品牌做成了流量的附庸，风口。
You have made the brand a follower of traffic.
一过
Once,
只剩下被透支干净的信任和一地鸡毛。
Only the trust is completely depleted, and there is nothing left.
乔布斯说
Jobs said,
不要活在别人的观念里。
Don't live in other people's minds.
而我们今天很多的老板不仅活在了别人设计的流量
And today, many bosses are not just living in the traffic designed by others.
剧本里
In the script.
还演得乐此不疲
Still enjoying it.
甚至入戏太深
Even to the point of being too immersed.
把它当成一种信仰
Treat it as a belief.
这真的是一种悲哀
This is really sad.
请那些还在沉迷于表演的老板们
Please to those who are still addicted to performance.
把精力重新放回产品上。
Put your energy back on the product.
放回技术上。
Regarding the return technology.
当一个安静。
When a quiet.
但永远无法被忽视的实力派。别再做那个每天卖力表演。
But the powerful faction, which could never be ignored, continue to perform their daily efforts.
却没人真正尊重的小丑
The clown who no one truly respected.
因为真正伟大的人格从来不是吼得最大声那个
Because truly great people are not the loudest.
而是站立的最久的那个
Instead, it was the one that stood the longest.